journalist and refugees, Behrouz Boochani, flew to New Zealand. So could this set a precedent for other refugees held under Australia's immigration detention policy? Eduardo Jordan found out more.
After fleeing from Iran and applying for refuge in Australia, Kurdish journalist Behrouz Boochani is in the spotlight again. This time is good news. He's in New Zealand as a guest speaker in a conference in Christchurch. The news brings hope for refugees who are still in offshore detention centres such as Christmas Island and Manu Island in Papua New Guinea, where Mr. Boochani has lived for the last 6 years. Spokesperson from Amnesty International Australia, Tim O'Connor, says his release is a good step for refugees, but a lot of work still needs to be done.
Last night we were delighted to welcome Behrouz to New Zealand. Of course, the first time he's been free from Australia's offshore detention regime since he was sent to Manus Island back in 2013. So it's a moment of absolute jubilation for Behrouz. Of course, now we need to redouble our efforts to ensure that all those still remain trapped on Manus Island and Nauru are also brought to safety.
He says Mr. Boochani was resilient during his time in detention.
2013, Behrouz Boochani, he fled Iran, a country where he was persecuted for his work as a journalist. He made his way to Indonesia and caught a boat to what he thought was going to be safety in Australia from the political persecution that he had endured. Instead, what he found was 7 years of torment. He was sent from Christmas Island to Manus Island in Papua New Guinea, exiled by Australia, and they attempted to oppress his voice like the voices of so many other refugees, thousands of them that were at that time in Nauru and also in Papua New Guinea. But Behrouz, somehow he overcame that oppression, the billions of dollars that Australia spent in trying to shut down these voices. Behrouz found an audience of millions of people through his incredible writing and documenting the human rights abuses that Australia was perpetuating in these offshore detention warehouses.
And while he's safe in New Zealand at this stage, his immigration status isn't certain.
Behrouz is certainly very aware of the situation he's in. Although he is in safety and has some freedom in New Zealand, his immigration status there is not secure. We're certainly working with him to ensure that he gets the outcome that he wants. There are many options open to him, and you know, we're very confident that soon, once he decides what he wants to do, that we can assist him to ensure that he can, you know, put this dark chapter of his life behind him and, you know, build a better future for him.
The release from Mr. Boochani is a step in the right direction for refugees looking for asylum. But Amnesty International Australia continue to identify issues of concern for refugees held in offshore detention centres, such as health issues and the coverage of basic needs. Mr. O'Connor says Australia is creating a humanitarian crisis by not allowing refugees to start a new life.
It's a humanitarian crisis. I mean, there are people there who need urgent medical assistance that they are not able to get. They may be for physical ailments or illnesses, but the health care that is provided is very minimal and not sufficient to assist many of them. There also is a huge mental health toll. We saw people when we were there recently, because there's very few people left on Manus, just 3 or 4 people are left there now. Most of them are in Port Moresby and they're scattered throughout the, you know, city, which is a fairly, you know, wild place in many ways, particularly if you don't have any Wontoks or any of your people there. If you're on your own, it can be a very dangerous place. So, you know, the people there are in dire need. It's a humanitarian crisis Australia is making. Behrouz getting to New Zealand just proves that Australia is getting in these people's way, and they should get out of the way, the government, the Australian government, bring all these people to safety, make sure that they all can get to a country where they can restart their lives.
He says the Australian government doesn't need to reinvent the wheel to help refugees, and Australians can continue raising awareness about the issue.
Well, there's many ways Australians can get involved directly with refugees. You know, right across the country, there are many people who came seeking asylum to this country who are in desperate need. Get in touch with your local support centre. You can get involved with Amnesty. But the big opportunity that the movement of Behrouz to freedom in New Zealand shows, that there's 150 places in New Zealand that have been offered that are open to these people. And the Australian government must get out of the way. We're encouraging the New Zealand government. We're working with them very closely. We're meeting with them again next week to encourage them to put Australia aside, deal directly with Papua New Guinea, deal directly with Nauru, and ensure that we get those 150 people off, because one plane load could bring all those people to safety today.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.